Okay guys, so I'm trying a new format. So I will take like a random book and read a sentence from that book, and then I will pretend to suck a penis, but it won't be a penis, it would actually be the deodorant that I have in my room, but only the plastic part. I won't actually suck the part that has the smells, because I might eat accidentally toxic chemicals and die. Okay, ready, let's go. This is a book. Well, this is the end of the book. It says, "Oh, yes," he says, pointing to a decrepit tunnel. "There it is." Dude, that's a okay, that was a really good book. Like, I remember it was, it's one of my favorite books, actually. But, dude, that's a shitty sentence. Just, okay, I feel like, will this slow down? Oh my god, someone, Jesus Christ! Okay, this annoys me so much. This is the moment the fucking main character actually, oh, that motherfucker. Okay, so that was the villain who was speaking, and he was like, oh god, that annoys me so much. I'm sorry, I might actually forget to suck the cock, because it annoys me so much. Basically, the motherfucking, I'm just slapping it against my hand, by the way, because I'm annoyed. The motherfucking villain, dude, he fucking, wants to kidnap, like, the main character, because he's, like, in love with her and shit. Which, like, okay, like, every other roleplay I do has a kidnapping in it. Like, I get it, it's kind of hot, but anyway. And so this motherfucker, he kidnaps the lady, but in order to kidnap the lady, he does this setup that I don't remember exactly, because I only read one sentence and I don't remember the whole book. But basically, he goes like, "Hey, this is a tunnel, go in the tunnel," and then he whacks her over the head and he kidnaps her. I'm like, bitch, don't go in this sweet ass tunnel with this motherfucker who kind of looks like a vampire who hasn't showered in like 5 days. Comes at you and is like, "Hey, I don't know you, but I tried to kidnap you once in an art gallery because I'm a motherfucking creep." Bitch, don't do that. Also, she has like a really cute boy waiting for her at home, and she goes to like this creep, and I don't get. Oh, I think it was a story. Yeah, there was a plot. There was like a child who died. He got fucking hit by a car and stuff. And she was friends with the kid, and the dude was like, "Oh my god, I know where the kid is," and she was like, "Oh my god, you do," and so she followed him. Like, that's the moral of the story, folks. If you like children, if you are friends with children, if you value their lives as individuals, you will die. You will fucking die. You will get walked over the head, and you will fucking die in an alley. Okay, she didn't die. But she got walked over the head by some creep, so who's the winner here? Not her. That's what I thought. Damn, like, she just, oh, this is why you don't trust children, you guys. Anyway, time to suck a cock. Oh my god. That was a big fucking cat. Okay, I'm gonna stop, because Jesus, that is intense. I'm really going at that thing, you guys. Okay, so, what do I have? Okay, hold on. The fuck am I reading at? I gotta try to find something in English, because obviously English is not my first language. I mean, listen to my accent. You know that shit. Oh my god, do I have Frankenstein still? I think I gave it away, because that thing kind of sucked, not gonna lie. Yeah, I said Frankenstein sucked. Fucking sue me, okay? Actually, maybe it didn't suck, but when I read it back, like, in first year of uni, I thought it kind of sucked. Oh, there is Frankenstein, yay! There he is! Okay, I'm just gonna read some Random Peaches of Frankenstein. Okay, hold on. Justine shook her head mournfully. Who the fuck is Justine? Was that a character that was a thing? Okay. Who the fuck. Okay. So, Justine shook her head mournfully. I do not fear to die, she said. That pang is past. God raises my weakness and gives me courage to endure the worst. I live a sad and bitter world, and if you remember me and think of me as one unjustly condemned, I am resigned to the fate awaiting me. Learn from me, dear lady, to submit in patience to the will of heaven. She sounds like a fucking weakling. She's gonna die just because God wants her to. Damn. That's why his books suck too, guys. I'm joking, by the way. Like, it's probably a good book and stuff. But, like, damn, that character sounds really gloomy. Okay, so she's talking to some lady and she's like, blah, 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 we're all gonna die. Okay. During this conversation, I had retired to the corner of the prison room where I could conceal the horrid anguish that possessed me. Despair! Who dared talk of that? The poor victim, who on the morrow was to pass the awful boundary between life and death, felt not as I did such deep and bitter agony. Oh my God, wasn't this the story where some girl got, like, condemned to, like, the death sentence because people thought she killed a kid? Oh man, that is grim. I gnashed my teeth and ground them together, uttering a groan that came from my inmost soul. Justin started. When she saw who it was, she approached me and said, "Dear sir, you are very kind to visit me. You, I hope, do not believe that I am guilty." I could not answer. "No, Justine," said Elizabeth. "He is more convinced of your innocence than I was, for even when he heard that you had confessed, he did not credit it. He did not credit it." Oh, I cannot speak. I still get talking, mate. Sorry, I just. Oh, God. I do not have a lungs. Like, I was. My lungs are trash. My lungs are fucking trash, so I'm just bad at speaking, you guys. Oh my God. Okay. Time to. I'll just open a random other page. Yeah, that book is wrecked. It was in my bag all the time, and we had to study it and stuff, I guess, and it's just. Damn. That poor thing. It's God, it's so dirty and it's just, oh my God, poor thing. Okay, hold on, I'm just gonna suck this thing real quick. I'm gonna gag on it, you guys. I'm gonna choke. I'm gonna give a fucking show. Okay. A real person sometime, like, damn. Oh, sorry, I'm kinda tired. Oh my God, there is, like, one of my cat's toys is in the room. Like, she just, damn, she messed a lot of stuff up, actually. I can see a lot of stuff that's just out of place. Fucking cats, man. Almost as bad as kids. Kids will have you die in alleyways, but cats will slightly mess up the aesthetic of the little arrangement of various decorative items you put on your cupboard, so that's worse. Anyway, so yet science will go on even after the trailblazing efforts of Frankenstein are cut short. On his deathbed, he makes the almost unbelievable comment, "I have myself been blasted." Oh, that's the introduction. I'm so sorry, you guys. I thought this was the story. That is a long introduction. God damn. Okay. Did I read this already?
No, okay, good. In this manner, I distributed my occupations when I first arrived. But as I proceeded in my labor, it became every day more horrible and irksome to me. I get it, dude, I get it. I fucking hate doing my labors. Sometimes I could not prevail on myself to enter my laboratory for several days. Same. And at other times, I toiled day and night in order to complete my work. Feel like that's just ADHD, dude. Like, it's okay. It happens. It was indeed a filthy process in which I was engaged. During my first experiment, a kind of enthusiastic frenzy had blinded me to the horror of my employment. He works at Walmart, poor thing. That was a shitty joke. I'm so sorry. You guys, if you work at Walmart, it's okay. Like, I love you. My mind was intently fixed on the consummation of my labor, and my eyes shut to the horrors of my proceedings. But now I want to eat in cold blood, and my heart often sickens at the work of my hands. Thus situated, employed in the most detestable occupation, immersed in a solitude where nothing could for an instant call my attention from the actual scene in which I was engaged, my spirits became, unequal. I grew restless and nervous every moment I feared to meet my persecutor. Sometimes I sat with my eyes fixed on the ground, fearing to raise them lest we should encounter the object which I so dreaded to behold. I feared to wander from the sight of my fellow creatures, lest when alone he could come to claim his companion. In the meantime, I worked on, and my labor was already considerably advanced. I looked towards its completion with a tremulous and eager hope, which I dared not trust myself to question, but which was intermixed with obscure forebodings of evil that made my heart sicken in my bosom. Then just stop! Victor! Just stop it, it's fine. Like, you don't have to complete the dude. Oh no, it's. Oh, okay, sorry, never mind. It's. No, it's when. Oh, okay, yeah. I'm stupid. Because his persecutor, like the Frankenstein monster, is already there. No, it's when he's making the wife of a guy. Like, I cannot believe that shit is canonical. Like, that monster literally just went like, "Hey, I want a girlfriend." And Victor was like, "What?" And after that, the monster was like, "I want a girlfriend." And Victor was like, "Okay." Okay, like that's some hentai shit. You guys, you know what is some hentai shit. Like, it shouldn't happen in a work of classic literature. Like, I mean, just fuck like a human girl, whatever. Some girls are into that. Just go on the fucking fetish subreddits where you have like girls who are into monsters and stuff, and you'll find that. He could have just done that, damn. They don't have to persecute poor Victor. He already made like one science project. He didn't want to make another one. He wanted to quit and just become a baker in the countryside. Okay, I made that up. But hey, maybe he did. Like, I don't know. Sorry. Allergies. Oh, that is the least glamorous thing that's ever happened in a fucking porn audio. Anyway, cock time. Good shit, good shit. Oh. I feel like this might have gone on long enough. I don't know. You might want one more passage from Frankenstein. I think the subtitle is Prometheus? Is it the modern Prometheus? Yes, that's it. The modern Prometheus. Oh man. Just love fucking ancient Greek tales when I was younger. When I Oh, no, I stopped reading them, which I could have kept doing it actually. I was such a nerd when I was young, and now I'm really like, ugh. Just a dumb fucking bimbo, man. I mean, it's okay to be a bimbo, just. Oh, disappointing my whole family. No, it's a joke. My family is proud of me, I guess. Kind of. We don't know what I'm up to on Reddit, else they wouldn't be, but it's fine. Oh, this one sounds kind of philosophical, actually. How mutable are our feelings, and how strange is that clinging love we have of life, even in the excess of misery? I constructed another sail with a part of my dress, and eagerly steered my course towards the land. It had a wild and rocky appearance, but as I approached nearer, I easily perceived the traces of cultivation. I saw vessels near the shore, and found myself suddenly transported back to the neighborhood of civilized man. I carefully traced the windings of the land, and hailed a steeple which I at length saw issuing from behind a small promontory. As I was in a state of extreme debility, I resolved to sail directly toward the town, as a place where I could most easily procure nourishment. Fortunately, I had money with me. As I turned the promontory, I perceived a small, neat town in a good harbor, which I entered, my heart bounding with joy at my unexpected escape. And just like that, I will unexpectedly escape from this audio because I feel like it has run its length already. So I hope you guys enjoyed this highly experimental audio, which I might call reading various works of classic literature out loud and sometimes sucking cock made of plastic. And obviously, if you see anyone doing the same thing, please tell me and I will bite their dick off because that is trademarked, okay? Bye bye.